Have you ever been on a panel? Have you ever been on a panel? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Have you ever been on a panel? A panel is a group of people who want to discuss something. They want to come up with the answer to a problem, or they want to come up with a new design for something. They want to come up with a way of making life a little richer, more beautiful, more fantastic. They want to come up with ways to improve your business. They want to come up with ways to improve their business. A panel is a group of people who are interested in what they're working on, but not necessarily competent, capable, experienced, or for any reason they should be given that job. But they're given that job, perhaps, because they have an interest in that particular activity. Now let's just say we have a panel to come up with the decision of what movie that we're going to watch tonight. So we go into the selection of movies and we look at them. We say, well, a musical comedy would be a lot of fun to watch. And some say, well, I'd rather watch a comedy by itself, not a musical. And somebody else says, well, I'd like to see a serious drama. And another would say, I'd like to see a documentary. And you see, all of these things come up when you have a panel of people who are making a decision as to what it is that you want to do. Now, it's a simple thing of, well, what movie are we going to watch? Here we have the whole list of movies that are available, and we can just make a selection from, 100 movies, and they come from every genre that we could ever consider. Now, which one do we want? Well, actually, a movie is pretty much an individual desire. It's what an individual wants to watch, not what a group wants to watch. And when you have a group watching it, some find it great, some find it not great, some find it tedious, others find it exhilarating and just fantastic. So, what are you going to do? Well, a panel is usually a decision group of those who want to take sort of what most people want to see. Now, in my work as a practitioner and my work as a sharer of spiritual philosophy, I disdain panels. I have nothing to do with panels. People come up to me and they say, Dr. Byerly, upon what do you base your philosophy of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy? What philosophers do you use as guideposts for your teachings of the philosophy of the universities? And I say, well, I have studied them all. And I cannot say that because I studied all of those that I felt were important for me to study. And I enjoyed studying them. I'm sure there's a lot more that would have been significant for me to know about, but I didn't know about them and I didn't study them. But I was my own panel. And I went through all of these philosophical concepts, and the more I went through them, the more I realized that, hey, these were other people's pathways to God. These were other people's pathways to their introspective self, into their spiritual awareness. These were other people's pathways. And they were excellent. Oh, my goodness, they were remarkable. They made me feel very insignificant at times because they spoke so well. They were so erudite, so knowledgeable, and so wonderful in what they were presenting that I felt, my gosh, that surely must be the way to go. And then, when all was said and done, after all my years of study and all my years of being in various organizations and churches and being in various businesses and just having a great life, I looked upon myself and I said, Herb, what do you believe? After all of these wonderful things that you've gone through in your life, what have you taken from them and made yours? And then I said to myself, well, my goodness, a lot of the things that I've taken from all of these other organizations, these other studies, these other philosophers, are not really what I want to believe. I have sort of gotten enamored with a lot of people's points of view, and it's really not my point of view. I just don't feel comfortable with it. What am I going to do? Just what am I going to do? And so I created myself as a panel of one to investigate what I was going to do. So as this panel of one, I went into my own inner self in introspection, and I listened to the divine in me. Well, now the divine in me is quite an interesting thing. It had a big argument. The divine in you has an argument? Yes, because the divine in me is the allness in me, ready to give me approval for all of the philosophers that I've ever studied or read or heard about or haven't even heard about, and for myself. And it says, whatever you want to do, you're the master, you're in charge. But God doesn't talk to you that way. Oh, yes, God does, because God says, whatsoever things you will ask in my name, that is done unto you. Oh, my goodness, philosophy and religion has been teaching that forever. That it's our choice. Our choice. Yes, our own panel of one that makes this great decision. So, I listened within, and I heard all of this argument and discussion going on, and I thought to myself, wow, I really am not interested in being a part of that. And so I just closed that book in my inner self that was going to listen to the past, present, and future, and put it aside on the bookcase way in the back corner. And then I sat still with myself. I'm the panel of one, and I started to do my research. And I said to myself, what is it that I am? Who am I? And I said, I'm the creator of my world. Everything I think about, I bring forth into my life experiences, and so it is. And I thought, now, what is it that I want to bring forth in my life experiences? And I answered myself by saying, well, there's nothing important in life experiences. People come, people go, people do great things, people do not such great things. And what world difference does it make to the world? The only difference that it makes to me is if I am happy with what I am doing. That was sort of a big kicker to me. It says, hey, Dad, listen, listen, listen. And then the phrase came, be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. At first, that seemed very improper, to be myself and have fun. That I should really be serious, and I should listen to all of the things the great saints have said, and I should bow my knees to God, and I should pray to God that God might hear me and might do this. And God inside of me kept saying, hey, I'm right here, listen to me, I'm right here, I'm right here, I'm right here. I'm talking to you all the time, listen to me, come on, you don't have to go other places and listen to me, just come on inside. Hey, hey, the water's fine, come on in. Let's just sit in the jacuzzi together and talk. I like that kind of God, you know. So, I got in the jacuzzi, in my inner self, warm and snuggly. And I was surrounded by this feeling of, more than a water, it was a sensation of a presence, of a power. Ooh, I felt so good. I didn't know how to react. I didn't know how to do anything because I felt so good. I was being myself and I was having fun. And man, how do you describe that? How do you tell people that? Yeah, who cares? It's for me to experience. And I was experiencing it. Ah, that's what happens when I sit down with the divine inside of me, in our personal private jacuzzi, filled with the vibrations of love and peace and harmony. Oh my goodness, and it is so cuddly and so warm and so wonderful. I like that. That's my kind of thinking. And the panel of me, myself, and I decided that this is what we want to do. We want to be ourself and have fun and live in the presence of that divine within us, and let it be our guide, let it be our direction, let it be our allness, and then there's nothing else to do. Oh, there's lots to do in being myself and having fun, but it's not something that I have to tediously go out and search for, and I have to bow to, and I have to pray to, and I have to look outwardly to. I just look inwardly to the divine in me. And the divine in me says, hey, I like you. And I like a God like that. I like a God that says, hey, I like you. You know, I can get along with that just fine. And you know what I do? I say, hey, God, I like you. And you see, we are the panel now. God and I are the panel of my spiritual adventure, of my spiritual journey. And it's not really a journey, it's a beingness, a being there. Oh, what a wonderful feeling of being there. My goodness sakes, could anything be more wonderful than being there? And being there with that divine presence within me, being in my personal private jacuzzi filled with all of the feeling of joy, the feeling of love, unconditional love, the feeling of peace, total peace. Oh my. Can you see why I spend the majority of my time in my inner self, sharing with my divine self, who is really myself, having fun and being myself? Oh, goodness. Come on in. The water is fine. Be a panel of yourself and your divine self. You make a good team, a very, very, very good team. I know God and I are a wonderful team. God as I as God. Oh, my. Wake up, world. Be yourself and have fun. Join me in your jacuzzi, in your heart and your soul. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, 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 I love you.